Production.
For me, boy. Yeah.
1738. I'm like, hey, what's up? Hello. Sent your pretty ass soon as you came in the door. I just wanna chill, got a sack for us to roll. Married to the money, introduced her to my stove. Showed her how to whip it, now she remixing for low. She my track queen, let her hit the bando. We be counting up, watch how far them bands go. We just set a goal, talking matching Lambos. I fit the 60 grand.
Wap had an error, yo. He had a run.
I should have known Tripp was gonna start there.
Why you say that?
Because he put the picture up of Fetty doing his bid.
They got the young boy behind bars. He got to do a 5-year bid, man.
Yeah.
Drug charges, man. What's up?
He had to get to the paper, man. So he was taking care of too many people.
Yeah, I know. I felt bad because I seen the interview he did with Academics, and he was just talking about, you know, how he realized how much bread he was kicking out. And, you know, I'm sure he ain't the only, you know, rapper that's out here, you know, doing it like that. So lesson, you know, let this be a lesson to all of these rappers out here. You can't take care of everybody, because that shit will catch up to you eventually.
Yeah, man.
Yes, it will.
What's good in the hood, man? Summer's over. Labor Day's past us. You know, we got a few more warm days. We got a lot of warm days. I'm gassing it right now, but yeah.
Once the parade go past, though, it's like Christmas right around the corner.
Summer's over.
Yeah,
that's it. Summer's over. Like once Labor Day's here, that's it. It's over.
Yep.
You know, you can't wear white anymore, even though I still wear what I want to wear. But technically, once you can't wear white, quote unquote, summer's over. It's finished. That's it.
Yeah.
I'm ready to break out my Tims.
It's back to hoodie season. Is it hoodie season yet? Or what are we doing?
Yo, it's hoodie. It was hoodie season today. I mean, once them trees and winds start blowing and shit, and it's like 70 something, it's officially hoodie season. I mean, you could throw hoodies on with your shorts. But it's hoodie season.
I need like 50s or 60s for like hoodies, maybe.
I'm always cold, so 60 something is hoodie season for me. I'd be mad cozy with my hoodie on. Mm. I got some shorts on with them, you know. Don't get me wrong. Maybe some, you know, my slides and some socks. But I definitely got my hoodie on.
Yeah, once the kids go back to school, the summer's over, and you know. It is hoodie season. Now this is when you start getting your hoodies together, ordering some new joints, you know, pulling out them hoodies that you put away from last winter, from last fall and winter. It's that time now.
That's probably one of the good things I would say about the pandemic for me. I actually invested in more hoodies. I was probably like way not formal, but I wasn't really like, I wasn't a hoodie person like that. And I became an adult and I relaxed and I understood that, you know, hoodies is cool and shit.
Yo, I was tight because I had seen on the gram the Marathon store. They had a wild sale. It was like five hoodies for $100. When I went on, all they had was the Slauson hoodies. I'm like, I'm not about to buy five Slauson hoodies.
They were sold out though.
All colors.
No, it was only the one color. They had the. It was like black and white. The hoodie was hard. I wanted to get it, but I'm like, I'm not about to buy five of the same hoodies. It just, you know what I'm saying? Didn't make sense.
Why would they give you that for $100 though, bro? Come on.
I think they closing it down or something like that. Cause I heard.
No. But why you think they would give you something like a crazy variety for $100, bro? Come on, for five hoodies.
Yeah, well, they probably trying to get rid of inventory.
That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
They probably got a new design that they're about to launch. Yeah, but you know, you gotta get rid of that inventory.
Word. if they had at least like one other hoodie, I'd like literally every other, because the one I really wanted was the what's the main one, the Crenshaw one. I wanted the Crenshaw one. Yeah, they only had the Slauson one. I was like, all right, fuck it, I'll get the Slauson one just because I need one. But you know what I'm saying? Once I'm like, all right, you know what? This is some bullshit. Every fucking other hoodie on the website was sold out. I was like, nah, man, you got to catch them shits right away.
Now, do you get in full? So I don't know if it's just maybe me. Do you get in full like West Coast mode when you like wear like some something like that, like the Crenshaw? Like, do you got to put on the Pumas or the Chucks or something like that? Do you play Snoop all day? Like, what you do? Because I be getting in the zone. I ain't gonna lie.
Crip walk, put some.
Nah, you got fake crip walk if you know. But you got to get in full like LA, Cali, like style. Like, it's only right. It goes with the aesthetic. You know, it's just like, you're not gonna wear some. You're not gonna do New York wear and not gonna go full New York on them, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think you gotta go hard or you gotta go home. Like, mm-hmm. you gotta do it up.
So you gotta do the vocal jersey with the
ain't nobody wearing no more vocal jerseys.
I was about to say, you got a vocal jersey. First of all, that shit is oversized because you got it back when it was hot.
What? I had one vocal jersey.
Like, you just came, yeah, it's gonna look like you just came home from a 10-year bid and shit, and that was the only thing. That's what you got locked up in.
Yo, that's the crazy part. I don't think our fashion is gonna come back, yo. Like, if it does, it'll come back different. Like, that's not gonna come back. Those clothes is crazy big, bro.
Yeah, it was old for that. I don't know. Shout out to Nelly though, man. He tried it.
Nah, he tried it.
I mean, that's what was in at the time, so we can't really knock him, but no, I agree.
I had one. I had a vocal chair. I got it from Marshalls.
Mean, you know, the young girls is bringing back the 90s look. So, you know, anything could come back. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if it's going to go that big and that oversized, but I mean, you know, anything could happen. I mean, if it does, it's probably the younger generation doing it, right? Because I'm not sure if I'll go back to, you know, doing the whole 90s vibe right now. Like, you know, the younger generation could do it, you know.
Like definitely, though. Think about it. The 70s definitely was coming back with certain things like the bell bottoms.
Yeah.
I hear wearing bell bottoms in 2022.
Nah, bro.
That's crazy.
Listen, I love me a pair of bell bottoms, oversized, dragging on the floor. And I went shopping and I'm looking at them and I'm like, but can I do this? Like, do I want to trip over my pants? Do I want to rip up the whole bottom of my pants or want them to be black? Like, how am I supposed to wear this now? Like, I can't get over my skinny fit jeans. Like, I don't think boot cut. Like, I'm not over that.
Are you going to get the platform shoes, though, to go with them, though, is the question.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know, you got to get the platforms now. It's a whole. I did that already. I don't know if I can do it again. I've considered it. I've gone to the store like, am I going to do these bell bottoms?
Yeah, I thought about the big pants, so I ain't going to lie. I'm going to do it. I'm going to go for it. I always was a go-getter with that. Like, I remember I would try certain things. They would look at me like I was crazy, but I was like, yo, I don't care. Like, I'll try it. Like,
what about the MJ Wildlands, the wide leg jeans?
Nah, that's different.
You're going to get those?
I don't think, nah. To me, it's tough. I don't know if that style will ever come back because it's different now with fashion. Like back then, we was risk takers. Like the culture itself was risk takers. The shit that we used to wear, like it was different. Now, because high fashion has infiltrated the culture, you know what I'm saying? It's tough. Like you're not going to get no 3X Gucci shirts and shit. You're never going to get that. That's really why the slim shit started taking over, because motherfuckers wanted to do the high fashion shit, but the high fashion shit don't come in nothing bigger than the XL.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Even though you got cats who's like 250 pounds, they squeezing a big ass in a little XL t-shirt because the shit say Fendi on it. So unless we go back to setting the trends, it ain't going to come back. I mean, the jerseys might come back, but they won't be as oversized as they were before. Yeah. Cats will start wearing them their regular size and shit.
Well, Fab did the jerseys. Remember, that came back for a bit. Like, I ain't gonna lie, I got a few jerseys myself. I think it's still cool to wear them. You just can't wear the whole fit though, because like if you come outside with the jersey and the shorts and the sneakers tied up in the knee pads,
that was never cool. That was never cool. If you wore the whole fit, you just throw some nice shorts with your jersey. That's it. They'll be out there with the team shorts matching the jersey. And the headband
taped up.
I used to have a headband. I used to keep headbands though. I just had a Nike headbands though.
I did too. I used to have different colored joints to match a jersey. You know, then cats was taking it extreme and then started wearing the wristbands too. Like, damn, that's a lot of shit going on right there.
You know, they was double wristbanding it, not even just one. They were double cupping them. Like,
You had a little watch, even though your watch wasn't really like the most expensive. It was a little nice watch. You know what I'm saying? You thought you was in the rap video
with the big.
Well, they had the G Shock watches, right? Was that the G Shock? Everybody had a big G Shock.
All colors.
I think I want one right now though. I'm thinking about getting one.
G Shocks are still nice though.
Yeah.
But remember, always wanted a G Shock.
Remember when Cat used to wear them fake Jacob the Jeweler watches, like the multicolor shit? Mm-hmm. That you knew them shits was fugazi. Yeah, you knew them shits was fugazi. Like, come on, bro.
Mad different colors, stones in them, not even diamonds. They were like, just stones.
Just walk around with a wrist full of glass. You just got nothing but glass on them.
Oh, he was switching out the wristbands and shit in the little set?
What a time to be alive.
Right?
What we was doing, the shit we was doing to be flying shit, these motherfuckers got Gucci for real now. We were some fucking peasants to these motherfuckers.
Yo, word.
You fucking scammer kids, you.
Nah, but that's why I said we was trendsetters, though, because we was the ones figuring out, like, yo, that shit is fly, rock that shit. Now they won't rock it unless that shit is designer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Unless that shit got a name brand attached to it, they will not rock that shit. We was getting away all summer in just white tees.
Word. Oh, to this day? To this day?
Right.
Fresh pair of ups.
Right. You just get a new pair of ups, but fresh white tees, you get two uses out of them. And then I'm gonna get another set. Foot Locker used to have them, 4 for $20?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, word.
You go to Modell's, get the Galaxy joints.
Mm-hmm.
If it wasn't the ups, it was a fresh pair of some kind of Jordans that came out. And you didn't even know the Jordans came out. You just went and you bought them. You just went to Foot Locker. You went to Fordham or Third Avenue. And you was coming out with some ones, with all the numbers. This didn't even matter with your fresh white tee. And that was it. You was fresh.
That's a fact.
Now I mean, everybody need a chain. Yeah.
First job I ever had was overnight at Old Navy. And they never used to be no line for no Jordans. I used to only know the Jordans came out because like two stores down was a Finish Line. And there was a dude in there who was coming to the store. So he would tell me like, oh yeah, we just got these joints. We got them joints. But it would never be no line. Just like, I got paid on Friday. I'm going to go.
Oh, like
there.
A Wednesday and shit.
Yeah.
And you going there the next week or a few days later.
Yeah. It wasn't no line. It wasn't no release. We used to know that because you hold them up in the air. Yo, you still got these in my size? Let me check for you real quick. Nah, them shits don't even be on the shelf no more.
No, you got to buy them online. I got the card still. I'm thinking about like doing something with them, like framing them or something like that. Like I want to do something cool with them because that's a whole different like era. Like you don't know about the, you got a card, like your joint ain't come with the card in the box. I don't know if it's real.
That's a fact. That's when you knew the niggas shit was bang bang. Let me see your card. They ain't have it in this box. Where you got them from? Your shits might not be real.
Mm-hmm. Yo, let's get into some shit, man. Everybody, first of all, how's everybody doing?
Everything is all good over here.
Are y'all happy with y'all fantasy drafts?
Fuck you, by the way, because you didn't even You didn't even really send the email, and then he was like,
"Bro, I sent out mad emails, and I hit y'all in the group chat the day of."
I got none of those emails.
Yo, bro, I don't know, man, because you was the only one that didn't get them.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I just did my last fantasy draft. I'm in 3 leagues this year.
You bugging?
You a fantasy hoe this year?
I've been a fantasy hoe before, but you know, I just fuck it. Cause Jaleel asked me to get down with his league because one of the people flaked. So I was like, all right, fuck it, I'll do a third league. And then, you know, I always do Jonathan's League 2 plus the Real Fans Real Talk one.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're a fantasy hoe this year. How? I kind of gambled a little bit. Like I shook the dice a little bit. Pause.
You gotta relax. You gotta relax.
You know, it's early. It's early in the show.
No, it's never too early. You gotta shake it up sometimes, you know. But anyways, they try to do the auto draft. There's a lot of people that was doing auto draft for that one. I'm in two drafts this year. I'm in that draft. I'm in one of my the draft for my old job. Mm-hmm. But I can't do too many though. But it's cool though. Those in like NFL Red Zone, I'm good. And as everybody know, football starts this week. So,
I'm ready to start betting again. That. Eric, you ready? You ready to start putting them dollars down?
I'm ready. I've already contemplated multiple tickets that I want to place this weekend. I've already thought about it.
I'm about to do one for tomorrow's game too. I think that game is going to be crazy. The Rams and the Bills, they've been talking heavy shit. So I'm definitely going to put a little ticket in on that game. And then I'm going to get ready for my Sunday game. Well, games.
I mean, it's the best time of year. And it's crazy too because we get NFL and then NBA is like right behind it because the NBA season starts earlier this year. It starts like the second week in October.
Okay. Yes. Yes.
So we get all that.
Why is it started earlier?
I think because they've been trying to space out the games and do less back-to-back games. You know, for players' rest is one of the things that the Players Association has been fighting for a few years. So in order to still get the 82-game season in, got to start a little earlier. Now, you'll still get some back-to-backs every now and then, but you won't get like the three games in four nights and stuff like that. It'll allow the players more rest. And ultimately, that way guys won't sit out.
I can't wait, man. That's the best.
And injuries too, right? Because that, mm-hmm. all of that playing back-to-back caused a lot of injuries. So I'm sure it'll...
You still gonna have motherfuckers that's gonna sit out games though. I don't give a fuck what they do. There's gonna be some motherfuckers that's gonna take a night off.
Yeah, you can't forget about baseball playoffs too though, because that's you know shit gets shaking too. Like
yeah,
shout out to it's a good few months, yo.
Mets and Yankees is fucking with us right now. They decided to go cold at the wrong time.
Yeah, you know, Aaron Judge still hot though. He's still heating shit up.
Aaron Judge hit 55. Mets about to sweep this doubleheader, thankfully. But they making it way more interesting than it needs to be both sides because the Yankees, that shit looked like it was over a month ago, and now they letting Tampa get back in the race.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm a little tight about that, but I'm still on course for you know my prediction to come through because the way Aaron Judge kicking ass is looking like he locked up the MVP. So
he got that. That's a wrap. He gonna win MVP and he's gonna hit more than 62 homers.
Nah, but you know what it is they be, you know, because Otani is fucking pitching and hitting, they be trying to give him extra fucking bonus points for that shit. But, you know, Aaron Judge is just, he's like fucking 20 home runs ahead of the second, you know, best home run hitter. So.
Come on, Yankees, baby.
Yeah, Bri, you had something to say there, Bri, go ahead.
Didn't Aaron Judge ask for like a copious amount of money and they didn't give it to him? And he's showing them why they should have given him that money.
A what? I think a copious?
The number was, yes. Was it 30 or 35?
The word of the day is copious.
Yeah. Copious.
That's going to be the name of the episode too.
And you notice.
He did. But you know what? Ultimately, I think they'll get it done in the off season. But, you know, they're gonna have to pay him a little bit extra because he's gonna get that MVP award. So they're gonna have to put a little, you know, put a little extra in the bag.
They're gonna have to do a little razzle dazzle on that, and if they don't come correct, I wouldn't blame him for jumping shit.
Don't you wish that on the Yankees, Ricky Bobby?
Nah, he ain't gonna leave New York because, Aaron Judge, and if he stays in New York, he'll have the same status that you know Mariano and Derek Jeter have in the city as far as that level of fame, and he'll make mm-hmm. so much more money in New York than he would any place else being a lifetime Yankee. So I doubt he's gonna go. Like they'll get it together. The fact that they didn't get Juan Soto when they had the chance to just like kind of put the stamp on the fact that they're gonna give Aaron Judge his money and probably lock him up for like the next 10 years.
Yeah, they're going to have to overpay for him, for Judge. You know, they had a chance to work it out in the offseason. They didn't. So he going to make them overpay. But it's all right. They will, and they'll probably find someone to take Stan's contract off their hands just so it won't hurt their pockets as bad. Yeah. But in terms of like the MVP, I think it's disgusting if Ohtani wins it, because they may not even win 80 games. And to me, if you're the MVP, your team at least got to be a playoff caliber team. I just don't understand naming somebody MVP on a team that's a loser. I'm not even talking like, oh, we just missed the playoffs. Like they've been out of the playoff race since the All-Star break.
And he's not great on either side.
No, it don't matter that he's not great. His stats to me is empty. Your stats don't mean nothing because your team ain't playing for nothing. Yeah. Ain't no pressure on you, right? Like right now, especially with as cold as the Yankees have been, if Judge ain't hitting these home runs, these are some of the games they're not going to win. Facts. So his at-bats mean more to the Yankees than what Ohtani's doing for the Angels. Like, Angels got 60 wins on the year. Yankees got, 82 wins. So it's a difference of 22 wins on a team that's playing for something as opposed to a team that's been out of the race already.
Facts.
Motherfuckers.
Yo, do we intro the show? Do we let them know where we at?
Shooting the shit.
We shooting the motherfucking shit.
Yeah, we just been talking. It's been like, 21 minutes, somewhere around there. 20 some odd minutes.
We had a week without all four of us together, so we had to, you know, get the vibe back together. And then we
just catching
up where we at, you know? You got to make them wait for it sometimes.
What'd you say?
So you got to make them wait for it sometimes. You can't just give it to them, you know, right away.
Easy, big boy.
So you telling them your tricks?
Easy, right?
Make them treat you nice.
Yo,
let's get into some shit that we had in the group chat to share for the people. What we want to start with, Sean?
Let's see.
I want to throw one out there. We didn't have Bree last time, so we weren't able to get into like the battle of the sexes. You know, I have a female perspective, but there's a clip floating around where dude just on his own throws out, says, "I have an idea. Men, we should just start dating each other and leave the women alone."
Nah.
Shit sounds crazy to me because first, don't be floating out no ideas like I've been thinking about that shit. I ain't been thinking about dating none of the homies.
Let's date as friends. We don't need to go out together.
Like that. Respectfully, I don't fuck with y'all like that.
Right. I get offended when people say, "I have an idea," as if it's something I've been thinking about. Like, I don't, I ain't been thinking about that.
He's speaking for the men in general. Like, he's speaking for all the men.
Right.
No, he's not, though. He's not.
I will hope so, because he ain't speaking for my man. And I know he ain't speaking for my homies over here on this other side. I know that's not for sure.
Bree, what was your thoughts when you seen the video?
I thought it was really crazy. I thought it was crazy for him to even broadcast that and put that out in the public. Like, if that's what you and your homies got going on, like, keep that between yourselves. Keep that between a little group chat.
What if his homies don't know, though? What if his homies don't know?
Well, now they do.
He's trying to date you
as a friend, son. What's up?
Now they side-eyeing him if they're not on the same page as he is, because now they're like, so he been looking at me funny, and I don't even side-eye me in funny types of ways that I don't even know. I mean, if that's your thing, that's your thing.
But you can't group
the men, you know, every single male in this world in that same group that you trying to be in. Because I think that's crazy.
Is he a heterosexual man? Or
he's saying like we can be friends and like go places together.
No, we can't do that.
I don't think that's what he's saying.
I had a conversation.
No, I'm telling you, that's what he's saying. Like, in his mind,
I hear what he said. I ain't listening to it, but I heard what he said.
we do stuff together all the time. Like that don't look weird.
No, we don't do stuff together like that all the time. We're not going.
I don't
be like, "Yo, Eric, you know, let's go out to dinner and I'm gonna pay for everything." We don't do that.
We got the vacation pictures. Is always the two of us in the pictures.
No.
No, I'm sorry for y'all. I'm sorry for you guys that he's trying to talk he try to, you know,
I don't know where he's
loop ya into something that is not, it's not loopable for, you know, men who actually love and appreciate women, their women. You know what I mean? Like that, that's a whole, like I said, if that's your cup of tea, that's your cup of tea, but don't involve all the men's in that situation, because not everybody's like that. You have your group of friends. Yeah. Yeah. Kumbaya. Y'all got your, you know, you got your times where you smoke your cigars and do whatever it is that y'all do as men, but not the type of time that he is trying to.
Now, we all 80s babies on this side, so we ain't that we was, you know, born in a completely different era. I don't know what the young boys is up to now in 2022, but you know, from the time that we from, there's a lot of things that was unacceptable completely back there, and we still kind of stand on that stuff, you know. So
yo, I had to turn into the old man this morning, man. I pulled in on campus and the young boys came from basketball practice and had their cars parked all crazy. So the kids is like, some of them from New York, so you know you gotta run down. I'm like, yo, what's up, man? Why you park your car like this?
Nah, you gotta talk to these youngins a little crazy sometimes just so they know, like, because if you try to come at them too polite, they think they could just push you to the side and shit. Like, yo, hold on, playboy.
Bro, facts.
Yeah. Twisted and shit.
Especially as they get a little older, they get a little height on them.
Yeah.
Like,
they start thinking, now, hold on, I'll smack the shit out you real quick.
Little bass in their voice and shit. Yeah. They think they grown. They got some man in them because they voice them went a little higher and a little deeper.
You got a little bit of pussy now. So he feeling himself.
He got himself a little, you know. He got himself a little cutty now. He don't know how to act now. Exactly. You know what I'm saying?
Now he want the big bowl of cereal.
Yeah, he was a big jump. But yeah, back to homie, man. Homie was out of pocket with that, like Tripp said, man. Nah, man, if that's how you rocking, that's cool. That's how you rocking. It's cool. We respect that.
But just say that's you.
Don't throw out your personal feelings as if it's beneficial for all of us. We're not trying to date his homies, bro. We're not doing that.
Yeah,
no.
We don't need to be in the same vacation pictures all the time. That shit look mad with sus. I'm sorry.
No, that shit, you know what it reminded me of, though? It reminded me of that shit that Bree posted in the group chat. Where dude tried to take his best friend and his wife on a trip, but he was sitting in first class with his best friend.
And he had the wife, and he had the wife in regular in the regular seat.
Yeah, that's
an economy. He had an economy, and then his man's his quote unquote BFF going to text the wife like, "You ungrateful." Like, what?
This is the problem. This is why we don't bring you nowhere. Like, excuse me.
That's wild. Sometimes, you know, I ain't gonna hold you. Sometimes a woman might go along with that, because I had a conversation. Me and Jay, we was talking to this chick. She was on speakerphone, and we was both basically saying two niggas can't go to the Chris Brown concert together.
Oh yeah.
And she was like, "Why not? Y'all can go. It's just a Chris Brown concert." And we trying to explain to her. First of all, it's R&B. Two heterosexual men don't need to be going to R&B concert together. You know what I'm saying? That's first and foremost. Because what the fuck we supposed to do when this nigga starts singing "Take You Down"? You know what I'm saying? So no. You can only go to R&B concert if you're taking your lady. That's really, you don't even want to do that because you don't want to lose your lady. You know what I'm saying? To Chris Brown or Usher or one of these motherfuckers.
Baby, you got go ahead and have fun with your friends.
Yeah. Go with your friends. Go ahead, babe. I got two tickets, one for you and your homegirl.
Right. Yeah, there's certain things dudes can't do together. It's just it's limitations, and that's the way it is.
Yeah. And we're not trying to dispute that or fight or nothing.
I think if it's a guy's trip, there should be more than two of y'all.
Yeah.
And there should be like one group photo.
Well, everything can't be just like you coupled up.
That's if it's two guys on a group on a guy's trip, it ain't a guy's trip. That's a couple's trip.
Yeah.
Y'all on vacation.
I don't know.
Yeah. Y'all on vacation together.
It can't just be
they on vacation.
Yeah, it can't just be y'all two talking about we needed to get away. Get away from what?
Somebody you gotta have a close friend somewhere where somebody see you got some other stuff going on. Like, we gotta know something going on. Somebody gotta vouch for you.
Yeah. Now if it's two guys traveling somewhere to meet with another friend, that's different.
Yeah.
But if it's just y'all two going leaving somewhere, one state, and then y'all two hanging out exclusively in another state.
Yeah. Now, because three or more is a trip. Two is a vacation.
Right.
That's different.
No, but people do that and they like go to like, let's say DR, Columbia, you know.
Nah, bro. You know, bro. You got to be at least three.
No, I'm saying they're not.
When we went down to DC, how many people was with us?
It was a lot of us.
It was me, you, and Jason.
It was three of y'all, and y'all met me, so they four.
That was a trip.
Okay,
right.
Motherfuckers
right.
out here taking vacations. That's different.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Okay.
That's a road trip with three people going to meet up with the rest of the crew.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's a link up.
Yeah.
It's not we're gonna go together and we're gonna go together.
Right. Because even if, like you said, right, even if it's just if it's two dudes and y'all like, oh, we going to DR sign, alright. But it's just y'all two hanging around each other, hoping y'all land something else.
Yeah. No. They not hoping.
Listen, I'm just saying, you going out there.
That's how you end up in the close friends group and you see what else is going on.
Nah, I understand. We know what goes on in them areas of the world. I'm not saying, you know, but I'm just saying that I personally be like, yo, I think we should have expanded the group a little bit. We probably just shouldn't be you and I sitting next to each other on a plane talking about we out of here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, you know, again, listen, it's a different era. You know, I don't know if he's doing this for clout. I mean, I don't, you know, going that route might not be the best way to get your clout. But if, you know, I don't put nothing past this generation. So, you know, motherfuckers is saying do anything for a couple of extra views and the chance at a check.
That's a fact.
Yeah, nah.
Oh, speaking of which, not necessarily a chance at a check, but a situation where it probably wasn't the most tasteful, the Ari Spears situation, Ari Spears, Tiffany Haddish. It kind of was quiet at first, and it just blossomed, you know?
The first question that I had when I saw that, which I had, that's just not only one, but at what point of her career did she do this? Not that it mattered, not even if it was in the beginning, because it's a crazy, like, you got, like, we, it was posted in the group chat, and it was hard to even watch it. Like, the first 20 seconds of it, I was already getting ready to stop it because I really couldn't, it was very hard for me to watch what was going on there. And I kept questioning, like, number one is it's not funny for obvious reasons. Number two, like, what in your right mind would possess you to do something like this? Read the script, right? Because you get the script, you break it down, you know what it's about. Why would you agree to something like that? I can't fathom.
Yeah, it was weird because as soon as you, like, once you see the little boy in his underwear, it's already weird. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's already like, yo, nah, this ain't kosher. Like, one, you know, because I guess it was supposedly a PSA for pedophilia. But it's like, it's not really, it's not, when you're doing a PSA, it's not about joking on that type of an issue.
That's like, different.
You could have actually done the same thing with the little boy wearing clothes. And it would have still, you'd have still got the same message from it, because obviously, like, when he's looking through the newspaper at the boy, you can set that up to showcase that without the boy having to be in his underwears. That's the first thing. Secondly, the parents of this kid is really who I'm most disappointed with, because you got your son in his drawers for all of these grown-ups, because it ain't just Ari Spears and Tiffany Haddish in the room with your son. It's everybody that's on set, on the crew. All of these grown-up adults, and you got your son, you know, prancing around in his underwear.
That was another question of mine.
Yeah, hold on. I want to throw this in there real quick, because I was doing a little research too to find out. From what I hear, to Bree's point, the video was done almost 10 years ago.
Mm.
Right. So your point, Tripp, because I asked the same question. From what I've read, the parents weren't there when this was filmed.
That's even worse.
That's why the lawsuit is being brought up, because the parents were misled as to what was going to be filmed that day.
Yeah, but and why wouldn't you be on set?
I don't know. There's some speculation that Tiffany Haddish knows the parents of the boy, and that's why they trusted her to just film it without them being there.
Okay.
There's also, I heard rumors that there's another video that was done with his sister.
With the little boy sister.
They did a boy version and they did a girl version.
Nah, that's too much.
Yeah.
Right. So, like I said, this is some of the stuff I've been reading, because I was wondering, when I heard that this video was like 10 years ago, and I'm like, then why was this lawsuit just being brought up? And then some people were saying, no, that this has actually been an ongoing lawsuit, but now the video was seeing the light of day. Okay. I guess initially their lawyers was fighting not to let the video out, and now that the video is out, people, it's been the backlash that we're hearing from it.
And a lot of this is like the domino effect, you know, because Ari Spears said some stuff about Lizzo, and then, like, you know, everybody came for his ass, and then, like, now, like, they just, man, you can't do nothing bad, man.
Yeah.
I did hear, see something that Tiffany said that she's, I think people were, like, looming this over her head, kind of like,
trying to extort her.
Oh, yeah,
yeah. Trying to extort her. And in a way, she was happy that it finally came out, because, you know, I guess this is something that has, especially as you get more famous, and you get, you know, the more fame you get, the more outlandish it is, because it's like, yo, you did this, and okay, it happened 10 years ago. Tiffany Haddish was not who she is now 10 years ago. And I don't know if what's his name? Spears.
Harry Spears.
Yeah, I don't know if he was where he was ten years ago.
He probably was still coming, like, towards the end of his peak.
Yeah, he was big during that Mad TV era. Got a lot of stand-ups and all that type of stuff. I mean, he's never been on the level of Tiffany Haddish, but he has had his own success as well.
So, you know, in a small sense of, you know, and I want to say that maybe Tiffany thought that this was good because she's doing this with this, you know, with whatever his name is, Spears.
Aries Spears.
James?
Aries
Spears.
Aries. Because that's how irrelevant he is to me, even before all this happened. Like, yeah, I remember him on Mad TV and all these things, but besides that, he wasn't really, like, to me, he wasn't really that relevant. You know, he's a comedian, yeah, but what do we remember that he said so funny? Now this is going on, and I think it's that was a question of mine too, like, where was the parents of this child? Because I'm not letting my child do anything on set without me being present.
Yeah, or something.
I want to see the script.
Member of the family, somebody got to go with you.
Yeah, somebody. Like I said, from what I've read, and it could, you know, be exaggerated, but from what I read, Tiffany Haddish knew the parents of the boy. And so that's why they allowed the boy to be a part of what they initially thought was going to be filmed without them being there. Now, my question, I have all them same questions too, but I also wonder, like, Tiffany Haddish wasn't on this level, right? Like you said, Bree, 10 years ago, right? And I feel like a part of this is what's wrong with social media. Because people do shit when they're not popular, people do shit for shock value.
Yeah.
That they wouldn't do if they were already on. Like, Tiffany Haddish would never dare do that now because she knows the level of fame she's achieved and how much she has to lose. But when you're not popping, people do dumb shit like this, thinking like, yo, that shit gonna go viral. Put it out there. Just put it out there. And Ari Spears, even though he was never a big comedian, he had some success. Tiffany Haddish was on her way up. Whoever filmed that shit, whoever edited that shit, you have more than enough adults to be like, nah, yo, this is too far.
This is not right.
Yeah, like, yeah. This is too far, bro. We pushing the envelope way too far here. And they never did that shit, which, again, speaks to that point of motherfuckers will do shit for clout. They'll do shit just because it's like, oh, that shit gonna go viral. Oh, that shit gonna do this. Oh, it's gonna do that. And then get mad later on when people react the opposite way. The shit didn't go viral. Somebody got that footage. Somebody let it leak out now. And now y'all got to deal with the backlash of it. For Eric Spears, it may not be that big of a deal because he's not the level of star she is. But for Tiffany Haddish, this is the type of shit that could ruin your career.
Yeah.
Ruin her whole career.
Yeah. This is the type of shit that could end you.
Yep.
And you ain't on the Will Smith level where you could just, you kind of bounce back from some Wild Bill shit going on.
What happened with that? Did he say something? I mean, Chris Rock was like, fuck that nigga. He ain't like what he said, right?
No, he told him to fuck his hostage speech. Yeah.
I don't blame him because it took Will Smith so long to apologize.
Yeah, me neither.
You can't come back 2 months later with a scripted apology and think like, oh, I got you. I forgive you. You know what I'm saying? But and like I said, with Tiffany Haddish and them, they was way out of pocket, bro. Way out of pocket. Like, somebody should have stopped that shit and be like, nah, this is pushing it too far. This shit ain't even funny no more.
Even when you started to do it, like even when she started to do it, once you started to get into, you know, okay, a script can read different than when you actually start to act it out and start to, you know, record and film and shit like that, right? There had to be a point where you're looking at this and you're like, this isn't right. Like, this is the baby oil, like what? The bathtub?
Like, you're thinking that shit is funny because they want to push the envelope, but sometimes you kind of get to know when to say no.
Here's the thing, no one felt uncomfortable with this little boy in his underwear in the room and with all these adults. No, you telling me nobody, not Ari Spears, not Tiffany Haddish, not the cameraman, not the sound guy, not the lighting guy, nobody felt uncomfortable having this little kid here in some tighty whities? Because I would have just walked off the set. Like, if I was shooting and some that's shit like that happened, yeah, right. Like I'm not about to shoot that. Right. So
not even a towel. Put some pants on this kid. Put a shirt on him.
Even like, if he was just you shirtless, can definitely put, but he had pants on. You know what I'm saying? Like, that would it's a little bit too much, but that would have at least been a little bit more, you know, a little bit more okay than having him just in underwears.
Right, like, and that's why.
Then the way he was.
One voice of reason? No, it wasn't one voice of reason. Like, Trip, you know this better than us because you do, you know, you shoot and you edit video. They take multiple angles of the boy's crotch and his underwear.
Yeah.
Like,
that's what I'm saying.
You zooming in, you zooming out, and not one time did somebody say, "Nah, bro, like, what the fuck are we doing here?"
Yeah, nah. That's what I said. I couldn't have been on the set with something like that going down because it just wouldn't feel right to me to sit up there on the camera and be, I'm staring at this young boy in his underwears. I can't do that.
And we all know we've all been on sets before. How many times y'all filmed it? Because you ain't do that in one take.
Exactly. How many takes?
How many takes?
You have this child.
Little boy to bend over and all that.
Yeah, he probably was like that for at least an hour.
This child has a toy and is simulating, you know, giving, you know, jerking off or hand job to the toy. How many times do you have to do that? How many times do you have to do that over again to say this is weird? And the kid sitting on the floor in his underwear, like, this is weird. It's weird, and it's not acceptable.
Yep.
It's not acceptable. It's like you guys said, there could have been a different way to relay that message.
Yeah. Without having the boy in his underwear.
Right. Without having the boy in his underwear and stroking the toy like he's stroking something else. Like, that's it's ridiculous.
And everybody's old enough, you know, at the time. Like, I mean, Tiffany Haddish is 32 years old at the time. You way past the point where you should have looked at this situation and said, this is not cool for anybody's child to be in a situation, let alone someone that you're saying is your friend. And she trusts you with her son, and you bring him to set and you have him in his underwear, you know what I'm saying? If she didn't know, because you know there's always that part of it too, you know, it's her word against hers, you know, to say she didn't know that they were going to have the kid in his underwear, because it's possible that she could have, the parents could have known that was going to, you know, go down as well.
If they didn't know, anybody who knew was in the fault. And I'm glad you mentioned Tiffany Haddish's age, because it made me think of something. I don't know if y'all saw, she did that, my next guest that drank that Letterman got on Netflix.
Okay, yeah.
Mm. Right? And she was talking about her claim to fame, and like, you know, the struggles that she had. And she talked about early on in her career, sleeping in her car, the journey, and having to deal with like perverted men, because obviously when you're a young woman trying to break into a male dominant industry, you get a lot of men who try to hit on you or try to, hey, if you sleep with me, I can get you this, I can get you that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So you would think that she would be one of the people that's like, nah, definitely this shit ain't cool. Cause as a woman having experience, what I had to experience in the industry, You know what I'm saying? Making fun of pedophilia and taking advantage of somebody isn't funny.
Yeah.
And also putting these kids through this, because what makes you think, what makes you think that these kids are not going to remember this?
Yeah.
What they made me do. Now, this kid, and even the sister, if they did film that one as well, they're out here, the footage of these kids, they are, this happened 10 years ago. This kid looked like he was maybe like 5 years old. This kid 15, 16 now.
He was 7 at the time, so he would be 17 now, bro. Yeah. Like,
so now you got this footage of this kid that's out here doing these, doing it. So how do you think at his age now he feels? How do you think, Michael, maybe Sheen, if he didn't know what was going on, or this was acting, but this is weird.
Yeah. Or if those kids are even treating the kid like fucked up, because you know how kids are, you know what I'm saying? Once you do some shit online, like, that shit is there forever.
Now, does this qualify as child pornography is my next question, because if I, you know, if someone sends a picture out of a child in their underwears to somebody else, now that's, you know, that's sending out child pornography. Mm-hmm. Even if they're not naked. You send a picture out of a kid in his underwear, that could be constituted as child pornography.
Yep. Yeah, I don't know. Listen, honestly, whatever they get, whatever repercussions come with this, they deserve all of that, because you're a grown ass adult, and your morals and your instinct that this is wrong has to kick in at some point.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like,
it'll be a check.
Things that happen with R. Kelly too. Yeah. You know, it's all, we trusted him. Oh, we trusted this, we trusted that. It's like, you can't trust nobody out here. Nope. Especially with your kids.
Yeah.
No. Nope.
Like, we are not gonna be unsupervised. If you don't like the fact that I'm gonna be here all times, then my child will not be doing this.
Yeah.
Period.
If they can prove that the mom had no idea that that's how they were going to have the son, you know, it'll be a check. They'll just wind up having to cut a big check.
But she went straight for the bread, though. Like,
because that's what you always do, is go straight for the bread. That's just what it is. You go straight for the lawsuit. The same thing with Deshaun Watson. Them girls ain't going to press criminal charges. They want to file a lawsuit to a civil suit so they can get money out of the situation.
Yeah, civil suit is always easier to win.
Yeah.
And, you know what I'm saying? Unfortunately, you know, if you're going up against Tiffany Haddish and Ari Spears, their money could just get this shit tied up in litigation forever. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So if you're a working 9-to-5 person, it's like, do I really have the time to continue going back and forth for this? Do I have the time? And then, like we said, to the point of how old the kid is now. Like, do we want to put him through that now, possibly having 18. To testify?
Because he looked like he was about maybe like between 8 and 10.
I think they said he was 7 in a video.
Okay, so he's 17 now?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But now, does he want to testify? You know, does he want to even go that route? Does he want to now be out front and center where everybody knows, like, damn, that was you in the video? He might not want to do that.
Yeah, and put his face out there again.
Yeah, so, yeah, put his face out there. And then, like we said, even if nothing happened, even if it was purely for comedic purposes, he may not have viewed it that way at the time because he was too young to understand. But now he might really be damaged by that shit. Like, yo, what the fuck? Who would put me in that situation? Who would do that to me? So
they really exploited me out here.
Right, they exploited me. So it might be easier. It might be easier for the family to be like, yo, you know what? Just go this route, you know, and fuck it. Get whatever bread you can get for them and move on with your life. And that way the boy don't ever have to relive it or talk about it or view the situation differently than, because he may not have thought anything was wrong with it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and take care of the kids. We gotta wrap it up, y'all. We're gonna see y'all next time.
Shooting
on the flip side.
Shooting the motherfucking shit, y'all.
And I'm gonna dedicate this song to the kids.
We gotta
you know, go out on an uplifting note for the kids, cause there's some sick motherfuckers in this world. So I'm gonna play something just for the kids this week.
We forgot to get into the you know, the guys that have been trying to kidnap and the stuff, but we'll get into that on another episode.
boys and girls, listen up. You can be anything in the world, and God we trust. An architect, doctor, maybe an actress, but nothing comes easy. It takes much practice. Like, I met a woman who's becoming a star. She was very beautiful, leaving people in awe. Singing songs, Lena Horne, but the younger version. Hung with the wrong person, got a stronger than her when cocaine, sniffing up drugs, all in her nose. Could've died so young, now looks ugly and old. No fun, cause now when she reaches for hugs, people hold their breath, cause she smells of corrosion and death. Watch the company you keep and the crowd you bring, cause they came to do drugs and you came to sing. So if you're gonna be the best, I'ma tell you how. Put your hand in the air and take the vow. I know I can,
I know I can
be what I wanna be,
be what I wanna be.
If I work hard at it,
if I work hard at it,
I'll be where I wanna be.
I'll